Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a deep recording, man.
Yeah, brother, I can dig it. Stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, my friend?
Doing all right.
Yeah, well, you're always doing all right, man, with that voice. So, how are things going, man? You making the adjustment?
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of work. But I am. I mean, I'm just.
Yeah. Well, you're cut out for a lot of work, man.
Yeah, busy bee.
Yeah. Well, you got things lined up in your life and your whole life ahead of you, and yeah, it's good to see you when a young man has his whole life ahead of him and he's got a plan. There are people who go through there are people who go through their entire lives without having a plan at all. Can you imagine living your whole life and not having any plans, just living your life? And unfortunately, too broad a segment of the American people, and really people all over the world, don't have a plan. Hey, man, I didn't have a plan. I didn't have a plan for my life until, maybe 45 years old. And you just go along with it. And I found through years of living that the earlier you can have your plan, the more likely it is that you'll be successful in life. So, man, 20 years old, knowing what you want to do. Where did that come from, man? Mom, dad?
I mean, myself mostly. I've always been one that, you know, likes to work, likes to help people.
Well, yeah, listen, man, working, yeah. I mean, I did that all my life.
Yeah.
Until I started doing radio is when I quit working.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of view it all, you know, part of the same thing.
Yeah.
I've never been one that's been a big fan of, like, typical retail jobs, like stuff that people my age are normally working, you know, doing that, going to college. I couldn't stand it. I want to do something. You know,
all
impact on the people.
All of your life, which encompasses 20 years. But you're what they call a young person with an old spirit. and so, man, it's good to meet you. It's good to know you. I'll be following your successes. As you age, you're destined to do some big things.
Thank you. In
your life. But I wanted to begin, but let me ask you something, man, because you're a young guy. And do you eat breakfast? No, you don't.
I mean, breakfast is kind of something that, you know, isn't. I mean, you just eat when you're hungry, really.
Yeah, well, you know, that's not what, you know, the experts say or project or predict. They tell you the breakfasts you should eat, and well, when you're 20 years old, it doesn't matter. You can eat a cow, you know, in the morning, the whole cow, and that'll be okay because you won't gain any weight. You won't things just, you know, that's something about being young, man, that as we get older, many of us, we just, man, if only I was young again. But I'm not one of those people who longs to be young again. You know, there's something about life lived that that is important. And I forgot who it was who said, a man doesn't learn how to live until he reaches 70 years old. I'm not quite there yet, but it's coming up on me quickly in my rearview mirror. A man doesn't learn how to live until he reaches 70 years of age. And then by that time, you're looking at a short lifespan. 70 years, 70 is what, you know, in the Bible, that's what you've been promised, 70. So once you reach that age, anything above that is all of it is a blessing. But anything above that, you know, is extra. But what you eat as we get older makes all the difference in the world and our health and all. And then don't mistake me for being a health fanatic, right? I am clearly not that. But as time is going on, I realize, you know, the importance of what you put in your mouth. And I'm still not where I need to be on that, even though I finally gotten to the point where I cut back. I mean, I still eat junk, man, right? You can still catch me eating a big bag of potato chips, right? You know, I'm not talking about the $1.25 bag. You don't waste that. You don't do that, do you?
I mean, I do eat potato chips. I mean, I don't know. My diet isn't the greatest, for honestly.
No, well, man. Listen, you weigh 140 pounds.
Yeah, about.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, you don't have to eat anything, and clearly, your metabolism is moving so fast, you don't have to eat anything.
Yeah, everything just kind of comes out. Like I'm hungry, like every like a couple hours.
Well, yeah, man.
I'm just constantly.
Yeah, but anyway, man, I really wanted to talk about. And our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I was reading this article about the experts who say and talk about the worst foods to eat in the morning. You know, I used to love my bacon. Eat bacon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
I don't eat meat as much as I used to. But
yeah, you don't eat meat as much as you used to. You're 20 years old.
Yeah. no, I used to kill that when I was a kid.
When you were a kid.
Yeah.
So why'd you stop eating meat as much?
I actually went vegetarian for like a little bit, but it just doesn't really feel very right in my stomach every time I eat, and meat just doesn't.
Yeah. Well, you know, once you wean yourself off of it, you know, then your body makes the adjustment, right?
Yeah, it does.
You know, and but you know, I've always breakfast, man, bacon and eggs and hash browns, and man, to me that was, man, you're living a king's life. Yeah. If you had that for breakfast, right? Yeah. Couple eggs over hard, you know, people tell me how over easy is the best way, but I've never had over easy eggs with the yolk running. You eat that?
Nah, I haven't. I usually just always eat them scrambled.
Yeah, and scrambled. But anyway, you notice that we things are changing when it comes to what we are supposed to eat. Doctors always talk to us when we were younger about the food pyramid and all those things that you needed to have to lead a healthy life. And now as times have gone on, we realize all those things that they were telling us were an error. and nutrients are really what's the most important thing that you need, but they leave you feeling hungry. If you eat the right things, I'm sitting here. I got some mix that has a lot of sesame seeds, right? And what does it have in here? It's got It's got pumpkin seeds. It has cashews. It has peanuts, sunflower seeds, and sesame sticks. And it tastes really good, but, you know, I don't know so much if that's the right thing to be eating for breakfast, but I'm getting to the point where I don't eat as much for breakfast. So, but I'm at a time in my life that I'm, look, man, I want to hang around a little longer. And so we have to get to a point, man, where we need to do all the right things in order to hang around a little longer. Mm-hmm. Longevity has its place and in this life. And what we do know is that death is eternal and lasts forever. So the plan is to hang on to the life as much as you can, and you do that by watching the things you put in your mouth and doing a little exercise from time to time. We got a lot of stuff we're going to talk about this morning, as always. So much to talk about and so little time to do it. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. So what do you eat for breakfast?
Me?
What? Well, I'm talking to those in the audience. What is your favorite breakfast and why? 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back.